Right, we're heading to our religious correspondent now, McCussie, because McCussie, 2 weeks ago there, well, a week and a half ago, last Friday actually, was down in the Walter Rally. It was a red letter day indeed for the class of 1976, and indeed they had a ball of a time down there. McCussie takes it from here.
Liz O'Brien, we're down to Walter Rally. There's a big evening down here for a lot of girls. Girls might just want to have fun. What's the story?
That's the story. It's our, we're actually 42 years since our leaving cert, but COVID, you see, put a stop to it. So it should have been 2 years ago.
So it's a reunion?
So it's a reunion.
From Loretta Convent, John. Yeah. Okay. And so, are you part of the organising here?
Yeah, I'm on the committee.
Okay.
I'm with the All Music Society as well, so I dealt with the music side of it.
Okay, so are you going to do a little bit of music tonight?
Oh yeah, my 80s.
Okay.
Ready?
All 80s
all
music?
80s, yeah, okay. Yeah.
What class, what leaving such year were you?
81,
is it? So you would have all went into school in
76.
The 70s?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's going to be music from late 70s, early 80s?
Oh yeah.
Okay, name
all
some of
the good stuff.
Name some of the good
all
stuff.
All the good stuff, like Blondie.
Okay.
Bob Dylan.
Parallel Lines, okay, Bob.
George Michael.
George Michael, was he around then? Yeah, go on.
Tin Lizzy.
Oh, Tin Lizzy, okay. Are you going to rock it as well tonight?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, the boys are back in town, the girls are back in town.
Old town.
Okay, you're going to shove in some girls just want to have fun, Cindy and all that kind of
that's
stuff?
There, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All
so,
there.
Sounds like a good night.
I have Mamma Mia, Abba, of course, Abba and Grease.
Wow, good memories for Loretta?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I really enjoyed my time there. Yeah.
Okay, name some of the teachers that were teaching you then?
So here tonight, there's Patricia's here, who was the principal. Mrs. Graham is here. Miss Julia Casey is here. There was Miss Crimmins. There was Mother Celia was the music teacher.
Oh, okay.
That was my favourite subject.
And that's where you got your inspiration for music.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, guys. Kate Curtin. We're down here at the Walter Rally. Load of girls around here. It's a reunion.
Yes.
Loretta Girl, Convent Girls in 1981. Leaving, sir. Loretta, Kate Curtin. I know you as Kate Power.
That's
you
right.
You are from Mount Pleasant.
Mount Pleasant, yeah.
Mount
that's
Pleasant.
Right, Mick.
Your
yeah.
mum and dad?
Yeah, who Mary and Jim Power.
Mary
yeah.
and Jim Power. He was
yeah.
the union man?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, let's
yes,
talk Loretta,
exactly,
1970s.
Yeah. Oh my God, I
good
remember
memories.
Skeeting down Windmill Hill in the frost and my sack and everything, going to Loretta and going over, coming up over Gradies and going home, you know?
Oh, Ninny Gradies.
Yeah,
I forgot
running
about that, yeah.
up Ninny Gradies.
Also going up Eamon's
Hill,
all right, okay.
Eamon's Hill and run, and my mother then would have apple crumble and she'd have the burner on and everything and it was fabulous.
Okay,
yeah.
Good memories for Loretta.
Bread and butter, yeah, pudding she used to. Great memories and look, it's great to see everyone here tonight and obviously we're thinking of the people who aren't here tonight, so okay. There's a special table there.
You done a special table
yes,
with flowers
did,
and
yes,
nice
flowers
on it, yeah.
And that, yes.
But people couldn't
did
make it tonight.
Make it
nice
for,
cause.
For some reason, but they're not
well,
here.
Well, brilliant.
You know?
Going to have a good night?
So we're going to have a great night.
You're
going to
out?
Looking forward to it now. Mick, I'd say we're never surrounded by so many women.
Okay, time,
so
there's a time warp difference.
Women, yeah,
mother of God. Okay, thanks for that. Thanks, guys. Catherine Colman, Loretta Convent Girls reunion tonight. Tell me about it. You met a lot of people here.
It's absolutely wonderful to see so many of them, Mick, because you think that you're not going to recognise faces after such a long time, but you do, and it's so lovely to see so many people, so many of us, and so many teachers here as well.
I see you all got name badges on
we
you.
Do, so, yes, right. And that helps.
Right.
That really does help
right.
when you recognise people. You're thinking, you might look at a face and think, I don't know the name, and I don't know this person, but if you see the name badge, you think, and have a look and see.
So,
but it's lovely to see everybody.
Okay, now you're the Colans from Yall.
Yes.
Fergal is your
Fergal
brother.
Fergal is my brother.
Okay, you lived
yeah.
on North Main Street?
We do still live in North
okay.
Main Street, number 24.
And a famous Yall family?
Yes.
But you married...
I actually married within my own family. I married my second cousin, so I married Alistair Bush.
Bush,
so,
is it?
Yeah.
And Bush is an old Yall family
it
as
is,
well. They had a butcher shop years ago.
They had a number of butcher shops. There was one in, the house at 24 North Main Street. There was one in Killa and one in Ardmore. That would be my great-uncle Jimmy.
Tell me about Loretta Convent reunion. Yeah, tell me about memories of Loretta.
I love Loretta. And you know, you look at all these girls here and, you know, it's just, the memories are just all flooding back and the teachers that are here. I just thought Loretta was a great school to go to. It was I enjoyed it. I enjoyed my time there. I fond memories of it. I think it's sad to see the building looking the way it is at the moment and I hope that something does, the things improve. But it's lovely to see everybody, Anne-Marie Landers and everyone. It's wonderful.
So you all went in first year 1976.
That's correct.
And leaving us at 1981.
That's right.
And then you scattered all over
scattered
the place.
Scattered all over the place.
Okay, so 500 years. Just it's, starting already.
It's kind of
girls!
I know.
So, your favourite subject?
My favourite subject probably was English.
Okay.
I loved English when I was in school, and history.
Okay.
It was Miss Collins taught us history. I loved English and history. They were my favourites. With Miss Barrett for English.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you do come the weekends, nightlife in Yall? Where did you go?
I was too quiet. I didn't do an awful lot of going out. As I got older, the places for me were Minis and the Hilltop. They were, when I got to 18.
Minis and North, they're all gone.
And the
Hilltop is all gone. The Lorette is all gone. So it's all loads of memories tonight.
Lots of memories.
When you say the Hilltop, was that before Gigi's or was that
Gigi's? Just around the time of Gigi's.
Of course, whenever we talk about Gigi's, there was
music.
There was a function room and there was lots of bands like Chips and Monkfish or whatever might have played out there or something like that. Okay, all those. And the Indians and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So all that, and discos, of course.
Discos.
So discos were really, discos were really flying at that time.
Absolutely.
Okay.
McShane.
Okay. Oh, yeah, McShane. Go on, any other ones? Do you remember?
Right, McShane and Barty Murphy.
Barty was doing a disco.
The McCarthy boys, is there
the McCarthy's would have been very much involved in music as well. You're a regular phone into Noel Cronin in particular.
Yeah.
Well, why is that?
I love CRY. I absolutely love it. Being away from home, it does give you the opportunity to link in with home all the time. And of course, because it is home and I grew up with these people, it's lovely to come back. And I mean, Jimmy Flanagan, Noel, and McShane's programmes, and Eleanor Canty, because these programmes are easier for me because I work. So when I'm off at the weekend, I can tune in. First thing, 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning, get McShane on.
You don't miss it.
Don't miss it.
Are you hearing that, McShane? And Noel, of course.
Don't miss it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And they always play requests.
And you know what happens then is something, I hear something on the radio and I phone Fergal and I say to Fergal, such and such a thing. And they say, how do you know that? And I say, CRY. Keeps me in touch.
Well,
with
Dan, you remember the CRY jingle from back in the early 80s in the 1979 when it started off?
My mother absolutely loved CRY. I don't remember the jingle from back then, but my mother and Sheila Gleason from the North Abbey, she lived out in number 3 North Abbey, they used to love it. And back in that day, it was Raymond Desmond was involved.
Yes. Okay.
Right, and Dirk Kelleher.
Okay,
They had programmes on. But that was back when it was up in
The reason I mentioned the jingle was that back in those days, they're on the web now, of course, so you're probably listening on the internet.
Right.
But back in the old days, certain times, the signal would travel abroad, and it was actually the jingle was actually picked up in Scotland, recorded there by an amateur radio enthusiast,
really?
And it came back here to you all years later.
Really?
You
know,
very
know
kind
that.
Of a crackly and in and out sound, but it was amazing. That went all the way to Scotland before the internet.
Yeah.
Listen, thanks very much, Catherine.
It's lovely talking to you, lovely to see you.
Thank you too. It's okay. Siobhan Breslin. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. Siobhan, you went to Loretta. You're here with the reunion. How's it going so far anyway? Lovely.
Oh, lovely. Night. We're just getting settled. We took some lovely photographs out in Green Park and some images of the school in the distance.
Yeah.
So it's lovely to see. I haven't seen some people for 43 years. So it's...
it's all catch-up time.
So we're just beginning.
Siobhan, memories of Loretta.
Memories of Loretta. Oh, my goodness. And I ended up
good memories.
There. Good memories. And classes and decorum and how to act and holding door for people and all the manners and a bit of that back.
Oh, did you do that? Decorum
going
classes?
With Art Supper's wife with a book on her head.
Oh, did you do
library.
The book on the head?
Yeah,
and
posture, how to walk properly.
Yeah.
Hold your head up and your back straight.
They don't do that now.
Well, not to that extent.
If a woman was walking down the street, a gentleman would go outside
that's
the foot.
Right. I said that to somebody in school the other day, and I said, I'll open the door next week for you.
But does that happen now when you walk down the street?
It does, but not
does it?
Oh, it does. It does.
Right.
I'm glad. Days of chivalry aren't dead yet.
Oh, well done.
I'm not against that.
What was your favourite subject?
Oh, well, art. I became an art teacher.
Right. Yeah. And you did, actually. You left. Where did you go to college?
The Crawford.
The Crawford Art College.
Cork,
was that when it was in Emmett Place or in Charma Crawford?
No. My father thought when I was in Emmett Place when I was growing up. No, I went to the one up by
Crawford
Street.
And you enjoyed that up there?
I loved it.
Okay.
And then went to Loretta teaching.
And,
and then the brothers for 17 years.
Oh,
and then
so
Crawford School.
Okay, so you actually went back to the Loretta.
I did. So it was funny feeling going back as when you had been a student.
What was that like going back?
It was okay. It was fine. I mean, I was a mature woman then. I'd done my time and had my course finished. So off I went. And some of those teachers are here tonight, which is lovely.
You're all catching up. What was the music back then? What were your songs from the 70s and the 80s that you remember?
Oh my goodness. Oh my God. Of course, the Bay City Rollers. And we used to have
the Bay City Rollers? Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So and we had the tartan going up the side of our legs, the pants,
and the scarf. So it went to Bay City Rollers, right?
Oh,
so
the
it was all tartan, listeners, because you might not understand it. So you don't tartan. Now, I can tell you for the boys, right? They had bags, and they were like boot boys denims, but these, the Bay City Rollers, were black. The bags were halfway up the ankles,
and
there were a big tartan stripe then down either
down
side.
Scout Hall, the Girl Guides, discos.
Okay.
So we over at 11 o'clock, and my father would be outside the door, 10:45,
right,
waiting for me.
Okay.
But,
a big Bay City Roller fan.
Bay City Rollers.
Okay.
Yeah. Huge ABBA.
And ABBA as well.
Yeah, music makes it happen.
And of course, ABBA are celebrating their 50 years in the go this year.
I heard, yeah.
Amazing.
Oh my God, I'm feeling old now.
Young at heart.
So, yeah.
Okay, thanks. Thanks. And of course, your mum and dad are?
Margaret and Tony Breslin.
Yeah, and Tony is the famous.
Oh, yeah,
mum
is 93 and dad is 92.
Wow, and Tony is, Master Potter, and his work is looking out the window there.
Yeah,
you can see down
so
the
proud.
Down
yeah,
the green park.
It's lovely, and it's on YouTube.
Yeah, and they're talking about doing up Green Park, giving it a new impetus in the near future. When I was going to school, when I walked in, there was a fantastic mural by your dad in the technical school back in the early 70s. Okay, well done. Thank you. Vera Mudaway, you're responsible for all this because you organised this big event.
Well, I can honestly say there was a strong team
You did a lot of it.
Well,
this is
great to be part of a memory that'll live forever.
Okay, I see there's a wonderful cake here as well.
That's right, yes. That's an old picture done by Etna Ring. She was from Balmacorda. She drew that picture and presented it to with Sister Patricia when she retired.
It's
got her permission to use it for the cake.
It's actually a painting. It's a painting. By who?
Etna Ring. She's a sculptor and artist.
How's it going so far?
Absolutely amazing. Okay,
so you want to recreate a photograph that was taken back in 1981?
That's 1981 when we all did the Leaving Cert.
Okay,
that's right.
And
a lot of us are here tonight, and we were very honoured to have 6 staff here as well tonight.
Okay, memories of Loretta.
Memories of Loretta. I suppose going up and down the back to the Camogie Field and
Field, of course.
And
where was the Camogie Field, remind listeners?
The Camogie Field was up near the golf links,
the
back.
Road,
and now time we might use the excuse to come down Poison Bush Lane and miss it out class.
What about the boys back then?
I suppose we're still very, very friendly. We were lucky enough to travel in on the CIE bus from Killa, so they were on the bus with us, so we became friends for life and still to this day.
I believe there was certain boys from what college was on there now that you'd have been.
Well, great timing as well, that if we missed one bus, we'd know that the boys from Waterford and Wexford would be on the bus from going back to Carmelite College boarding school in Castle Marathon.
My God almighty, and what was that like then?
That was the first of many trips to Casamata.
What was your outstanding memory, Loretta?
All the staff were fantastic, and the girls. And tonight it's rekindling all our memories. And we have a couple of school autograph books there with the school homework journal. And
oh my God,
they're priceless. Can
we take a look at one or something? Was there a card there as well?
Journal from 1979.
Okay, so by the way, what's that?
Carukilla
County Cork.
Okay.
And it's 1979-1980. Okay.
Yes. Okay. So you can see there was a lot of bends.
Okay, so your tips, Vera rules, okay. Police, that's okay, to beat the Clash, we into the Clash, you were?
I was into a lot of things.
Tin Lizzy, the Rats, is that the Moonton Rats?
Yes.
Okay, B.A. Robinson. Is it? Show me that.
Yes.
Okay.
Debbie Harry
and Blondie.
Harry
Parallel
Clinton.
Lines. Yeah. Andy. Who's Andy? Andy. Okay.
That was the fellow from Sam Police, I'd say.
Okay. Oh, Andy Summers. Yeah. Who else we got here then?
Summer holidays here again. You can see, there wasn't too much homework written down.
No, there's no homework done there. God almighty. Show me what else is there. All sorts of power to the people. Yeah. Okay. You too. Bet out of hell, meatloaf. French Irish Mats. Police again. Oh, you've
take a risk.
Yeah, you've police all over the place. They were big back then, of course.
Yes.
Okay.
We must have been going to.
Okay, give me a look at
the timetable
there.
Right.
So you had Cookery, Theory, Economics, Maths, English, Art, and Wando Tuesday. Monday, Religion, English, Maths,
POE? Sorry, POE, sorry. Art, Economics, Free, Choir.
About this Valentine's book here. No, this is all autographs and a Valentine's Day, is it? A Valentine's Day poems.
That was passed poems. Around and people wrote different verses.
Okay, read one there for me.
Read one now. She stood upon the balcony and rose between her teeth. She drew him down the rose and he threw her up his teeth or whatever. Right. Yeah. So okay. There's a lot of them like
so
that.
So that was passed around and everyone put down their
yes.
one verse.
Okay. Love many... Trust few, always paddle your own canoe.
Okay. What would the teacher could think at that time if they saw that book?
Well, one of the teachers, now no names given, found the book going around with all these kind of, to me, they were little poems really about love. But my parents, God rest them both now, they were called in. They were called in. And just to explain my thoughts of love.
Olive Murphy from Killa. Loretta Girls Reunion, how's it going?
Oh, it's amazing, amazing.
Okay, you've only just started. Memories of Loretta.
Memories of Loretta, Pies and Bush Lane.
Okay, can you dispel this myth
yeah.
once and for all? Because
that?
This has gone out in Noel Cronin's show. Noel Cronin said that he was with a friend of his and they set off, they were at the back of Loretta, and they set off a firecracker, a big bang, a big sound, you see, in the back of Loretta during the classes or whatever. And he said there was a scatter of half the town and half the young fellows running out of bushes, hanging off trees. I won't mention the names. Running down Poison Bush. Is there any truth in that?
Oh, definitely. That happens.
What were they doing there?
I don't know. I saw...
get the call.
A bit of exercise.
Olive, what was your favourite subject?
My God. It had to be sewing and home economics with Mrs. Ward, my favourite teacher. And I must tell you a story now about this. She was teaching us how to do the buttonhole. And I used to be so proud of my sewing. And I'd go up to Mrs. Ward and she'd look at me and she'd say, Olive... And she'd say two words to me, but she'd repeat it and repeat it. And it was, rip it, rip it, rip it. That's all I remember.
That's how good it's all you are.
Yes.
The music back then, what was the music of that?
Oh, the Police, the Bee Gees. We had Pauline Geary, a friend. She was into Neil Young, Bob Dylan, Leonard Cohen. And
wow.
She introduced me to all that.
Right.
There was a great
myth
in that. Queen. It was brilliant,
yeah,
like.
Music,
yeah,
yeah,
rock and roll. Loved the Police.
I
still have the albums, would you believe it?
Did you go nightlife when you skid out around the weekend?
Oh, we used to go to the pitch. My very first picture was Saturday Night Fever above here in Yale.
In Horgan's.
Was it Horgan's
only
then? Yeah.
Yeah, John Travolta.
And all the seats were broken and they were falling apart and it was John Travolta. That was I was 13 then.
What was it like?
The Bee Gees. I thought I was in heaven.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
We saw it, I suppose, three or four times.
Heaven must be missing an angel, Tavares, all those songs.
Yeah,
what was
it
like meeting up with all the girls?
Unbelievable. It was only like yesterday. You know, the crack is still the same and everything, you know, you remember it all. And even though I haven't seen some of them for 42 years, it's amazing. Some of them, I'd say... 80%, 85% I haven't met with 42 years. And it's just like the good old days.
And Sloane, you're back here with the reunion night.
Yes,
it's just the beginning, but what's it going like so far?
It's fantastic, all together. Super evening.
Meeting up with all the girls again.
Yeah, yeah.
You haven't seen them
it.
In a long time?
No, not any of them with a long time. Then.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, no.
So what are you talking about, the late 70s and early 1981 when you don't believe
it? We're 42 years out now. Yeah, so yeah, 1981.
Okay. What was your favourite subject?
What was my favourite subject? Accounting.
Accounting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did you go on in your later life?
No, I worked with horses all my life.
Oh, with horses?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I worked with horses. I worked for a vet.
Right.
That specialises in horses.
Right.
And I manage his practice.
Where's that?
In Clontarf.
Oh, okay.
Cork.
Okay.
Yeah.
You love that.
I love that, yeah.
Memories of Loretta back then?
I was a boarder. I enjoyed it. I didn't enjoy the food. The food was awful. But I loved the sport. I loved hockey, tennis, and we played badminton. I loved all that. I wasn't academic. and I would much prefer the sport.
And when you say hockey, that was, you played that up at Bear Pitch, is
up
it?
Up in the top pitch.
Yeah, it's called that. Yeah. So you played hockey. Do they play hockey anymore now?
No.
Don't
no,
they really? Yeah.
I don't know. Right. I don't know.
Now, you were kind of different from most of the girls here in that you were a boarder school
yeah,
girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was that like being away from home?
At first year, it was terrible, but then I really settled into it and I absolutely loved it. I really loved it, you know.
And the nuns and the teachers
were excellent. Good.
Can you remember any of the teachers' names or nuns?
I remember Mrs. Casey. Sister Cecilia was in charge of us as boarders. She was excellent and minded us well. And I remember Mrs. Graham. And Mrs. Ward, who's not with us anymore, and I remember Miss Russell, she taught me accounting.
Okay.
We used to go for a walk out the prom after school at 4 o'clock of a study there. We used to do sport before study, and then we had supervised study then after.
Great
that.
Memories.
Great memories.
And it's going to be, looks like a great night.
Oh, mighty night. Okay.
Susan Long, well known y'all woman. And where did you live?
In Dermotory.
Okay, who are your folks?
My parents were Ned and Eileen Lamb.
Okay, and you went to Loretta and Yall.
Loretta and Yall, yeah.
Okay, memories of Loretta.
Brilliant memories, absolutely fabulous memories. Going in, and we actually were there for the new building. And like, it was, we sat
first for the new building that
as
was
we call it, the new building.
Yeah, the extension.
We went in actually, we were in the Roll Fabs first, and then we used to go into the actual Marymount for our music lessons. Oh my God, the choir. It was absolutely fantastic. Then the new building came and that was state of the art. The new cookery kitchen as opposed to the old cookery kitchen. With the sewing room. Oh, everything was just fabulous.
What was your favourite subject?
My favourite subject, I'd say, was English and history.
Okay, but you like the music that you brought up there as well in the cooking?
I wouldn't say like I liked the music. I liked going into the music. I wasn't very musical.
But that's it. At the time, music was a big, pop music was massive, wasn't it?
Oh,
I mean, I was looking at one of the books they were handing about out there, all the different names of the bands, Tin Lizzy and Status Quo, yeah. And basically the Rollers and all, Mott the Hoople. And where did you go to in town then when you were out then on the weekend?
Oh my God, I think at that stage we could go to the Boy Scouts. Do you remember the Boy Scouts? How always be a disco, I think, once a fortnight.
Okay, yeah.
We were allowed to go every now and again.
Declan Flaherty, I think, used to do the disco.
Declan Flaherty. And then I think that at one stage they started doing the town hall.
Yeah, that's
then
right.
We went there, and then there was bands. It used to come every so often then as well, and we were allowed to go.
Of course, you tuned in to see CRY as well back
then.
Yeah,
absolutely. Right. Yeah, I actually put it on at work every now and again as well.
And they play the tunes as well for
you
as well.
And I love listening to Sean Healy. He's great actually on a Tuesday.
Sean Healy on Tuesday mornings is excellent. Yeah, he's on after Tommy and Denise.
Yeah.
I think it's from 12 to 2. You can't go wrong listening to Sean Healy.
Yeah,
he really pulls them out of the
head.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Have a great night, Susan.
Do our best.
Beside Vera is Liz Ward. How are you, Liz?
I'm great.
Okay, now Liz, your folks were...
Susan and George,
your dad was the Princeton Technical back in the 70s.
That's right.
Yeah, I think he came in after the Principal Michael O'Driscoll. And I know that because your dad taught me.
Okay.
He really did, yeah.
That's a good memory to have.
Oh, it is. He was an excellent teacher and an excellent principal.
They are
really fantastic. We had a great time when George was there.
So nice.
And Michael O'Driscoll before that, and the lads after that.
Yeah.
Liz, you went to Loretta.
I did.
What memories from Loretta?
Good, yes. I love school. I loved learning and I loved sport. And I loved it.
So you had all that in Loretta?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Can you remember some of the teachers?
Yes, Maura Cremins was up there. I remember her well.
Okay.
Juliet.
Okay, your favourite subject?
PE, actually.
PE, is it? And Liz, afterwards then, now what's it like about besides meeting all the girls tonight?
At the beginning it was strange, but now it's like we've been here all the time. We're all familiar with each other.
In that short space
of time. It's very natural.
Brilliant.
Actually, it's lovely.
Liz, you after school you went to college and you became a doctor?
Yes,
okay.
I did.
And where would you practice?
I went to Scotland for a few years and then came back to Dublin. And I'm actually back in Yall now, but I'm not practicing in Yall.
Okay.
But I'm back in Yall.
Okay, and how was that profession for you?
It was hard.
Right.
It was hard
work.
It was hard work. But you met great people through it, but it was very hard work.
Brilliant. There's another girl there now that was over in Scotland, Catherine Colnag.
That's right. We met in a supermarket one day in Scotland. Yes.
In what city?
She was in Paisley, just outside Glasgow.
Brilliant. And where were you?
I was in Edinburgh, just
outside
Edinburgh.
Okay, brilliant. Any other favourite memory that you talk about, that you brought with you from Loretta? The girls, I suppose, and the teachers.
And the hockey. I loved sport there. I loved playing hockey.
Yeah, when the girls said they played hockey, you don't hear people playing hockey anymore, don't you?
No, maybe not. But I used to love the evenings, just going up to that open field, up at the back.
Okay, the hockey pitch. Sorry, it's not the camogie. It's the hockey pitch. That's right. Okay, yeah. Okay. And of course, all the boys would have been hanging about the rest.
They were hanging around. Yes, hanging around at lunchtime. We used to go home for lunch, so we used to miss all that. I used to cycle home in my Triumph 20.
You cycled home?
In the little Triumph 20 bike.
Oh, right. Okay.
So we missed the boys at lunchtime.
Okay, and where did you go? Did you go out with you all day at the weekend, or what did you do?
I suppose we did, really.
You didn't. You stayed at home studying, obviously.
Well, I wasn't studying all the time. I suppose we did. Do you know, I don't have any great memories of going out with you all at the weekend.
Okay. Any
did
songs,
you go out with weekends that time?
Any songs that you remember from the time? Any songs that you remember from the time?
Well, the Pretenders were on in Cork tomorrow night.
That's right.
So some of
that
those...
Chrissy Hines,
yes.
She used to be there tomorrow night.
Yes.
And she was Brass and Pockets and all those songs,
yes,
yeah?
That's right.
Really, do you like the Pretenders?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
but
well
it's
done.
It's sold out, so I can't give it.
Okay, all right, let's go back to your meet down and have a great evening.